Welcome to the weekly update. Merry Christmas. It is the Christmas update and we're going to be looking forward through to the new year period. Obviously a busy time, well, also relaxing time depending on how you look at it, but plenty of opportunity to go for a fish. It was a great year. Jeez, it went quick. I will have a weekly update next week to finish off the year, but this is basically the last full week. Next week's update will be into the brand new year of 2026. Crazy how quick time goes. But anyway, it's a time of year where we obviously chill and don't worry about work and things like that, but also gives us the opportunity to go for a fish. I'll definitely be getting out between Christmas and New Year during the break while everyone has time off. It is a busy period, but it is a great time of year. The best thing is I've just looked at the weather and we have the best looking week that we have had for a very, very long time. It's not crazy hot, depending where you are, and it's just beautifully consistent. And it's a little bit windy, but not too bad. The wind's calmed down, not so many storms. You might get a little bit of an afternoon storm, but no rain on the forecast, not stupid hot, and not too windy. So we'll have a look, because some places might be a little bit, but that means we may have a big high pressure system coming across, which I will look at in a second. So weather for Christmas looks immaculate, weather before Christmas looks amazing for the next few days, and the weather after Christmas looks even better. So that's really good news for if you're going for a session between the Christmas and the New Year period. That is pretty much that. Fishing wise, the temperatures are a little bit cooler than those really hot 30 degree into 40 degree temps that we had last week. They were really warm. We're looking at like low 30s, high 20s, depending where you are, which is really, really good. And for cod fishing, it's great because yes, we've had some hot weather, but still water temps haven't heated up too much yet to make them not bite in, let's say, our creeks and small systems. And it hasn't pushed them super, super deep in the impoundments yet. So all around, this little break that we're gonna get through that December, January period usually is a turning point for really, really hot temperatures, really warm water, fish push deeper. Don't bite in the small creeks. That's not going to be an issue, I don't think, at all for this summer break. So plenty of good fishing opportunities, whether you're fishing for cod in the rivers and streams. Obviously, the rivers will be super busy, like the Murray and things like that. Your lakes will be super popular with people camping, but the fishing will be really, really good. We've had some really good sessions, fishing around ski boats in the impoundments. I wrote an article about that. I'll actually leave a link to that below. It's about trolling, but you could cast during the daytime when the ski boat activity is around. It works really well at planning. I've tried it at Burrinjuck. So it's a technique that you might want to just think about rather than trying to avoid the ski boats. The ski boats actually wash up and create a lot of dirty water that we find the cod actually move in to feed around, which is really interesting. Talked about that a few years back. So I'll leave a link to that article below. It's part of the membership. But yeah, otherwise things are looking really good. Most importantly, make sure you enjoy time with family and friends. Enjoy yourself, get out for a fish if you can, and just have a good time. Membership update, I will still be working across the break. I'll be doing a few fishing sessions here and there, so I'll be on the computer a little bit less than normal, but not for long, because I'm knuckling down at the minute and getting all this content out for the new Beginner Academy I've been talking about. We have a podcast out today as well, a members podcast episode for you to listen to, and I'll try to continually release them throughout the whole summer break. And the best thing about the members podcast, we'll try and keep them up regular so you can keep listening to content, getting a bit of content in, and best of all, we'll be driving a lot so you can listen to them. The reason I want to keep punching them out is because I won't be producing many videos just straight up on the members wall, because I am working on this beginner's guide in the background, which has got a stack of videos involved in it. So I'm working hard to get that up so we can have that up in the January period and release that along with our mastery courses. So heaps happening. I'll be working away. If you have any queries, questions at all, shoot them through to me. Shoot messages through to me in the app or inside the membership. Just shoot me a message if you have any questions. And have great, great time over the summer period. And make sure you post your catches, your sessions on the members wall. We really want to see your catches. We have some big things coming next year, but I'll talk about them in next week's update. Just so you know, the reports for January will be rolling out from about this time next week, from Monday, Tuesday next week. They'll start to roll out, and they'll be rolling out through just before and after that New Year's period. So if you are planning a trip around New Year's, the report may or may not be out for that location. So make sure you ask a question in the group or ask our rider for that region, how it's fishing, so they can help you out with your session. That's what the membership's all about. you have any questions ever as well, or queries or things you want to know about, please shoot them through to us. If you want us to create slightly different content, or you feel like something's missing, let us know, because we can help create content. We had a message from a member during the week, which is an amazing idea, about helping you plan trips if you're traveling. Just a little bit more detail on trip planning and the best way to go around it. So that is something we're going to create as a part of the platform. So very exciting times ahead. That is it for the membership update. Let's check out the weather now. You can see here, looking at this forecast, this is more like summer, but actually not, because it's a little bit cooler, but is great. This is amazing temperatures, which we have not seen a consistent week like this at all. This is southern New South Wales. You've got sunny every single day. I imagine we've got a bit of high pressure. We do have a bit of wind around, so we're windy, but Friday back to 20, and then Saturday, Sunday, Monday, really good on the wind front, very little wind. So every day up until Christmas will be breezy, up around 30k winds, which is a lot, but then it calms out. So there's a lot of nice days coming up. What do we got here? 27s, 29s, 29s, and then up to 35 next Monday, but immaculate conditions finally. We go down to Shepparton in Victoria, still getting the wind, so I was wrong about the wind. It's very windy until the Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday is glorious after Christmas, so looking really good for that period between Christmas and New Year at the minute. Obviously, the temps rising from the mid-20s to high 20s, up into the mid-30s though, as that wind drops. But yeah, very windy for Christmas down in Victoria. Central Victoria, this is Eildon. Eildon's getting up to 25k winds before Christmas as well. Temperatures cooled right down. You're at 19, 15, which is actually really quite cool. 19, that's 15 for Christmas, 19, and then back to 26, 29, 31, which is much warmer after the Christmas break, or after Christmas, sorry, and Boxing Day, between that Christmas and New Year. Looks really, really good for Eildon, and the wind dies. Bathurst, Central New South, same deal, mid-20s up to the low 30s, getting a bit of wind every day, and then not as much. Still a little bit up to 17, 20k winds, but not as much through the Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Dubbo out west is low 30s to mid 30s the whole way through, which is actually really quite good for that region. And you're getting, the wind's still windy there the whole time. So they're getting mid 20k winds right the way through the week, but no rainfall. 34, 35 all the way through for Tamworth, mid to low 30s. The wind is not too bad, gets to maximum 25. Windy every day up to about 17 to 20 Ks. So still got it, but it's definitely less than what it has been. Inverell, further north towards your Copeton region, you can see we've got 29s up to 30s. And the wind is well and truly low for that region. The wind is not bad at all. Most wind on any of those days is about 16, 18 Ks. Which is really good. So Copeton be a great place to be fishing through that break. Obviously super busy with ski boats and activity, but the fishing will be really good. Glen Lyon, same deal. They got a little bit of rain today, but otherwise beautiful, consistent weather the whole way through. Possible storms on a few days, very little wind. Another good place to fish during that break. And Mondrian up into the Barra country is very different to down south. They are getting storms and storms and storms and showers every single day. It is going to be ridiculously humid up there. You got 24, 22, 20 the whole way through overnight. And then your daytime temps are 28 to 32 the whole way through. Bit of wind around, which is good because you need the wind up there. But yeah, you're going to get wet. You're going to get wet if you're going to be fishing up in that region. Let's look at the pressure now, because this will tell us what is going on. So we're at a low at the minute with a big high coming across. And I imagine this is going to push across, and it will settle Friday, Saturday. I imagine it's going to continue pushing across Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that's why it's windy. But that's a typical wind as a high pressure moves across, and then we get the settled days, which is why we've got no rainfall on the way, because possibly these lows might have ended, or is this just one random high that we're going to get in between all these big giant lows that we've been getting lately? But this is a more typical high pressure that you would get in a typical Australian summer. You can see it's coming over from Adelaide rather than below. No, it's still down a bit. It's definitely still down a bit. We've got a, it says it's a high, but we've got a lower pressure, 20,013. Today, all of today, 1,012. Very, very low, stable pressure, which is not ideal. You want fluctuation if it's low. 2011, I've had a lot of low pressures lately. Being summer, that wouldn't let it stop you going for a session. It's not going to affect the session too much in the summertime because your water temps are up, everything else is great, fish still need to feed. So 2013, bit of breeze with it in places, as we said, and this pressure is slowly waking its way across. I imagine it will come across, and that's where we'll get settled weather from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But the low, the high pressure is still down a little bit. It's still down towards Tassie a bit too much. Still low, 1008, 1009 for Wednesday, Christmas Eve. If you're getting out for a session, Victoria is starting to get a rising barometer through Thursday. So it's now Christmas. I don't know how many of you guys will be fishing Christmas. I did it once because Christmas, we're on a property on a river and I went for an afternoon session, caught a cod on Christmas, which is pretty cool. But I don't think planning and weather is something you can take into account for Christmas Day itself. 2012, 2013, starting to get a higher pressure, 2020 through southwest Vic. But see, this pressure is going to change on Christmas Day, which is why it's going to be fairly breezy because this pressure is pushing across. Yeah, now the pressure is still down south. So that middle of that high should be up here where it was, pushing across, creating a big high pressure across most of the country, which is a typical weather pattern, which we have not been getting this year. So that's why we're getting the wind, because the pressure is so far south. So that's all of Christmas. And then by Boxing Day, if you're going for a session Boxing Day, still got 1010, 1013 up north. Down south, if you're in Moala area, on the border, you've got 1018, 1020 into Victoria. This is on Boxing Day. Morning, it changes pretty quick. 1019, 1018 right the way through New South. Only northern New South sitting at about 1012. 1016, 15, 18, 20, all through southern New South and Vic. On your Friday, Friday's still windy. As you can see, this pressure is not doing what I thought it would. That's why we're getting the wind. Because this pressure system is down here, so low, that's why we're getting all this wind. And a lot of it's easterly winds. 2016, sort of a little bit high, 2016-14 through central New South, southern New South, and then 2018 in Victoria. Starting to settle out, and this is where the wind will drop off. Not too sure why. Pressure's just weakening. Wide isobars. Yeah, quite still for Saturday the 27th. And a decent pressure. Dropping there, 2018-2015, bit of a crash. Not the best pressure, not the worst, it's dropping there, but it's moving. It is moving, so it's crashing pressure on the Saturday, but with very little wind. Very weird system, and then we're going to get a low come through here. Back up again, so there is movement in it, so Saturday, not a bad day. Along with the fact there's less wind. Sunday, not a bad day either. As we come into Sunday morning, we've still got a bit of a high hanging on. It's actually growing, it's building. We're back to 2019, 2020, throughout nearly everywhere. Right on the edge of the high, which is sitting down over Tassie, which is a bit strange of a high. It's sort of disappeared and now it's coming back. Sunday the 28th, you got a reasonably high pressure between 2017 and 2015, depending where you are. Drops again in the afternoon on Sunday. Okay, now we'll click this through and have a look at a long range forecast through to New Year's and beyond. So the pressure looks not too bad. Hanging on for Monday, it actually grows Monday, so Monday's a really good pressure as well. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, really good pressure, 2019. Crashes again in the afternoon. So they have some really good days to fish. So it's rising, dropping, rising, dropping, rising, dropping, without too much wind. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday look really, really good. Tuesday, New Year's Eve. No, it's not. 2 days before. Pressure's still hanging on. You got a bit of a low there and the wind will probably pick up a little bit. No, not too bad. Crashing pressure for Tuesday the 30th down to a low, 2011. Victoria jumping up with some wind on Tuesday afternoon. But the pressure jumps up 2016-18 for Victoria, still 13 New South. Wednesday, New Year's Eve, pressure is rising from Victoria upwards, but it's still low in northern New South Wales. Dropped again there, rises again there. You are going to have a lot of wind on the 31st and a lot of wind on the 1st. Easterly breezes. It'll be very windy on the coast. 2019, 2014 again dropping. This high is just still holding on. It's the same high that's pushed well off, but the edges of it are still clipping the east coast of Australia and Victoria. So still a reasonable high pressure, but they're easterly breezes. Getting a lot of easterly breezes. Still hanging on for Friday the 2nd, then we start to see it crash, and it's still hanging on. Saturday the 3rd, it's crashed. So Saturday the 3rd, that high has disappeared, and a low moves in of 1,010. So Saturday the 3rd, Sunday the 4th, we have a low pressure system of 1,000. Quite low for Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Not too windy in it though, so it'll be warm and hot probably, very little wind. So probably won't affect the fishing too much, it's just a low pressure for Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, just something to consider. Definitely a higher, better pressure from Saturday the 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st sort of period. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. So from Boxing Day to New Year's Eve looks probably the peak. And you got a lot of wind, sorry, on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day at this stage as a long-range forecast, something to consider. So I'm planning a trip, and last year we did it on New Year's. Because of the wind and the pressure movement, I'll probably pull it forward a bit. I'll probably go between Boxing Day, probably the day after Boxing Day. What's Boxing Day? The 26th, so probably Saturday and Sunday, the 27th, 28th. Probably the two picks there, and the 29th and the 30th. So any of those days, Saturday through to Tuesday, the 27th through to the 30th. They're the peaks for the weather if you're going for a session. Rain. There is no rain here on this forecast here through till the 30th. A little bit of stormy stuff on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, nothing. We're not getting any substantial rain until Victoria, Saturday the 3rd. Sunday the 4th, Monday the 5th, yeah, fair bit of rain forecast for Tuesday the 6th, but like there's a long range forecast, so it might not come together at all, but just something I want to look at. Moon phase, we are moving into the 23rd, first quarter is the 28th, and the full moon is the 3rd of January, so lead up to the full moon is a good period to fish, so that New Year's and beyond up to the 3rd, but remember, it's going to be windy and then your pressure is going to crash. But you still, after New Year's Day, the wind wasn't too bad. So the 2nd, the wind wasn't too bad at all. It's a low pressure, but not too bad on the wind. And it's summertime, so low pressure doesn't matter too much. Like, I really wouldn't worry about it too much. So that first quarter is a good period too. That's in the 28th of December. That's that good period with that good pressure, that fluctuating pressure with that good weather as well. It'll be hot, but you do have a good moon, so you'll have good daytime moon bites on a half moon. So yeah, that would be a good period to fish, that between Boxing Day and New Year's period, and then also around New Year's and just after, in that lead up to the full moon, if you want some bright moon around for your session. So another good time to plan a trip if you're going to do a night session and you want some moon to help you. Lead up to that full moon is the peak, so probably the 30th and the 31st and the 1st, good sort of a window there to fish. If you're fishing a small creek, I would definitely go really close to the full moon. So like the 1st, 2nd or 3rd, you'll get some really good moonlight for your session there. So anyway, that's it for the weekly update this week. Merry Christmas to everybody. Thank you for your support throughout the year. We're going to have a recap or a summary to finish up 2025 and introduce 2026 in next week's weekly. This is my last full weekly for 2025. It's been an incredible year. It went very, very quick, way too quick. And we have huge plans for the coming year with our remodel, course remodel, more courses, more maps, more videos to help you guys learn how to fish. So big things for the platform in the coming year. So huge thank you to your support throughout the year. I hope you enjoy these weekly updates if you watch them week in, week out, or if you just watch them every now and then. But it is Christmas time, so enjoy time with family, and I'll talk to you next week. Cheers.